stand quietly for a moment and look at the trees. The trunks, branches, twigs, leaves, flowers, seed, and beneath the ground, roots spreading. Imagine the leaves of plants all around the earth, drawing down energy from the sun, creating food for the whole world, and refreshing the air as they absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen. The perfect opposite of the lungs of an animal. What the leaves breathe out, we breathe in. What we breathe out, they breathe in. Imagine the tree roots connecting with fungal networks of mycorrhizae, a massive web of communication, drawing in water and nutrients from the soil. How did all this come to be? How did bacteria change into a woodland? How did life emerge from its watery origins? It's a tale of wonder and of extraordinary cooperation. The bacteria went through a terrible test. The climate was unstable, hot and cold, wet and dry. At one point, almost the whole earth may have been covered in ice. But the bacteria were learning to cooperate. Cells fused with other cells in remarkable acts of intimacy, creating larger, richer, and more versatile complex cells, each one powered by oxygen and able to team up to build multi-celled organisms. New life forms arose, animal and plant, and the one least known and least loved, the fungus. A pioneer which dissolves its food and found its way onto land by eating into rocks. See the lichen even today, like colourful stains on stones and trees, but alive, strongly, tenaciously alive. A sign of those first moments when plant life came onto land through a bond between fungi and all things green. It was a simple trade. Sugars from plant to fungus, water and nutrients from fungus to plant. Yet a bond so deep that even DNA is shared between them. The fungi ate into rocks, partnered with mosses, and created soils, allowing plants to establish roots and reach upwards in search of light. At first, plants like fern and horsetail, with hollow stems and vessels for transport of liquid that could defy gravity. Up, up and up, tall plants. Then creating wood for strength like conifers and the ginkgo tree. They spread by spore and seed, conveyed by wind and rain, carried by insects and in animal dung. Until today, we have woodlands that stand so tall, majestic plants, partners in the life of Earth, animals, bacteria, fungi and plants, one life, one breath, working together in unity.